1 Corinthians chapter 12, I know it's in your notes. I'm going to start off up in verse 18 of 1 Corinthians 12. But it says, "But now hath God set the members, every one of them in the body," or the church, "as it hath pleased him." Now verse 20, "But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. And nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary." You know, our children, doesn't matter if they're in the nursery or if they're a teenager or they're in college or they're grown, married, and have their own families. Listen, they are a vital part of the body of Christ, just as much as you and I. Brother Furso really touched on that this morning, for which I really do appreciate. But there is a powerful principle for partnering. You're going to see that in your notes. The powerful principles for partnering with our children. First, Jesus loves, died for, and works through local church ministry. And if we're going to be the proper parents that we need to be for our children, we need to make sure that, first of all, we see the biblical reason why we attend church and how important a local New Testament church is in raising a complete family for the Lord. I'm thankful that from the time of our children's birth, they only knew growing up in church. Amen. And I'm thankful for that. And my wife would pipe up and say, "Yeah, but you were the pastor." Okay. That's okay. Our kids grew up in church. And by the way, they're still in church. And now they're raising our 5 grandkids and they're in church every Sunday too. Amen. A faithful pastor who preaches the Word of God, a supportive staff who shares in the work, a unified church family, growing, serving, loving, and laboring together. These elements, when functioning optimally by their biblical pattern, form a God-empowered force for astounding life change in our lives and our children. The pattern that God has set forth in His Word can't be improved upon, and it doesn't change. Amen? Jesus said that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And the home that's founded on Jesus Christ and on His church is going to weather the storms. And there will be storms. Amen. But we can weather the storms founded on Christ as we're founded and established and rooted in the Lord's local church. Second, Jesus added... I don't want to burst your bubble this morning, but Jesus added an imperfect you and me to an imperfect church family as part of His perfect plan. Amen. Aren't you glad for God's grace? Amen. That still works in inside imperfect people in an imperfect church to ultimately do God's will in a perfect plan. Amen. Praising God, Acts 2:47, "And having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." You see, God's pattern for the church still works beautifully when Spirit-filled Christians allow it to work. How many of you were here last Sunday night and heard the teenage boy's testimonies about camp. Amen. I'll tell you what, that really blessed my heart. I was sitting there, just tears swelling up my eyes. Hey, it's okay, men, you can cry, all right? It's not a problem to have tears. But I'll tell you what, those testimonies blessed my heart, because you could tell those young men, their lives had been rooted and established in the faith with their families together, and now they're making life-changing decisions for the Lord that'll stick with them for all eternity. Amen? Amen. That's worth shouting about. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody said, the church is a society of sinners who have finally realized it and banded themselves together to do something about it. Amen. Oh, thankfully, it is not the humans who make it all work. It is the supernatural hand of Christ being expressed through the frailty of surrendered human beings. That's you and me. This is what makes the miracles of God happen. The model still works. We see it in our church. We see it in your Sunday school class at work. If we will but allow the Holy Spirit to produce that fruit through us, especially for our children. Third, when you embrace your local church, everyone wins. Amen. When you get plugged into your local church, and I want to encourage you to do that, three to thrive, Pastor always says, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Hey, go all the way. Amen? Amen? Go all out. Jesus placed you in this church for a purpose. Acts 2:41, then they that gladly received His word were baptized. In the same day there were added unto them 3,000 souls. When you serve the Lord, everybody wins. Amen. You win because you get to invest your abilities and resources into something eternally valuable. Let me ask you, how are you personally using and investing your spiritual gifts that God's given you as a Christian and as a husband, a wife, a parent? Your family wins because you all get to grow and serve God together in a loving family. I'll tell you what, there is nothing in this life better than having a godly family in church together. Amen. There will be a cohesive spirit and love in your family if you are serving the Lord in and through your local church together. Amen. It goes hand in hand. You heard the old expression, the family that prays together. See, you know it, don't you? And by the way, that formula may be old-fashioned, but it still works. Amen. In 2016. Don't let anybody tell you, church, that's old hat. You don't need to go to church. You don't need to read your Bible. You don't need to pray. Hey, folks, it's time proven. Amen? Amen. It still works. Your church family wins because the work of God goes forward through your faithful service and sacrifice. Your community wins because the love of Christ is personified. You become the heart and the hands of Jesus changing your city. Amen? Amen. And last of all, the lost win because their lives are forever changed and transformed through the amazing love of Jesus Christ flowing out through us. Oh, listen, it's a win-win, God-given biblical formula to serve God, partner together as a family in our local church. Amen? Brother Kerry Smith said, wise parents partner with a local church. They lock arms with a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching pastor and gracious church family. They embrace a commitment to attending, to giving, to serving, and growing with their pastor and church family. Hebrews 13:7 says, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. I'll tell you what, I sit up and listen to my pastor when he preaches. He's someone worthy to listen to. Amen? It's good to listen to Brother Rule as he teaches your class. Amen? And thank God for a loving man of God that will pray for you and call you and text you and go to visit you when you're in need, or go visit you in the hospital, and he's there for you. That's somebody I'm willing to listen to. Heed their counsel. Amen? You will never in a million years, if you search the entire galaxy, find a better team with which to partner in bringing up your family in the way of Jesus Christ than right here in your local church. Amen? Oh, listen, Ephesians 5, there's a lot of verses on the local church. Ephesians 5, 25, husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present himself to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Romans 12, verse 5, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Ephesians 3:10, to the intent that now under the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. And then Ephesians 3:21, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. See, there's a reason why God puts a great deal of emphasis on the local church, because his son gave his life for the church. Amen. Oh, let's look at some practical thoughts for the partnering parent there in your notes. Number one, here's a practical thought for a partnering parent. Number one, commit to a Bible-preaching local church. I mean, just commit. I mean, just get in all the way, planted in your local church. The New Testament provides a very clear picture of what Jesus intends his church to be. In today's culture, there are, however, among even Bible-believing churches, two unbiblical extremes. The first is a worldly church. In many forms and on many levels, this church is simply conforming to and in the love of the world. But Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That's pretty direct, isn't it? Ephesians 5, verse 11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Romans 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Oh, the second, I think, is maybe a segregated church. This is not in your notes. In an effort to avoid worldly and failed church models, too many Christians are retreating into home worship or a home church, or they're kind of cloistering themselves, maybe like the Franciscan nuns do, you know, in the monastery, just to shut out the world. But they are so inclusive that they become exclusive to everybody else. You know, that's not what God intended by his local church, because, my friends, we are to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And we are to go out and be a shining light example of what Jesus Christ wants to do in reaching other families for Jesus. Amen. Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. My friend, the day is approaching that the Lord is returning.
Amen.
It's not going to get better and better, amen, before the Lord returns. And that's why we need the Lord's local church, and we need to heed the exhortation of Hebrews 10:25, that we are to assemble together, and so much the more so as we see that coming day of the Lord approaching. Amen. Then, not only are we to commit to a Bible preaching local church, number two, we are to follow a godly pastor. Follow a godly pastor in spiritual and spiritual influences. You see, spiritual leadership is a vital part of God's plan for every Christian home. Ephesians 4:11 says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Wise parents partner with humble, godly, transparent spiritual leaders like pastors, assistant pastors, teachers, coaches, etc., who will serve and encourage the spiritual growth of the whole family together. You know, isn't it wonderful to know that while you're being admonished and taught and encouraged in the things of the Word of God here in His design class, that your boys and girls likewise in this local church are being taught by godly teachers and examples for their age brackets? That's comforting to me. How about you? Oh, listen, we are partnering with that Sunday school teacher that's teaching our boys and girls the same thing, hopefully, that we're teaching them at home. The same thing that's being taught in the Christian school is what we're teaching in the home. It's being reinforced when pastor gets up or Brother Furso or Brother Rule and teaches or preaches it to us, the entire family together. Oh, note this. One of the most unwise things you can do is have roast pastor and roast church for lunch every Sunday. Amen. Parents who criticize spiritual authorities merely undermine their own spiritual foundation and that of their children in their home. Thirdly, serve together. Serve together with a ministry-focused family. This is one of the best secrets of church life. Wish I had time to really go into detail on these. Parents and their children can serve God together. You know, in the church I was pastoring, we always used to take the kids, the teenagers, out soul winning with us. We'd load them up on a church bus, and we'd go blitz a neighborhood. We'd all go together. Well, our kids would see us as parents leading souls to Christ. You know, if we're not doing it, they're not going to do it. We have to model in front of them what God wants us to model. Amen? They learn not, hey, I need to obey what mom and dad say. Well, I need to also obey what mom and dad do. Amen? Oh, listen. Ask God to help you lead someone to Jesus Christ with your child present. Amen? Our kids were always involved with us in ministry. They both worked on a bus route. Our daughter at 12 years of age, I wouldn't advise that, but she was mature for her age, was teaching a Sunday school class of little toddlers. Okay? She had helpers. My son was running the sound booth, and you know, all kind of, we were serving the Lord together. There's nothing like that. Amen. Amen. Number four, this goes hand in hand with number three, have a family mission or calling. What is your family working towards in ministry? Why do you exist as a team? You must have a mission, a Jesus-centered, focused, gospel-centered purpose. You know, hey, I think it's a great thing for a family to work on a bus route together. Amen? Go help out in the nursing home service. Work in the children's ministry. How about the Love Works program next Saturday? Doing it together as a family. There's nothing that will reinforce that more than doing it together as a family. Number five, have a generous and hospitable home. Have people over for food and godly fellowship. I'm talking godly. Amen. Not there to gossip and discuss the faults of the church and the pastor. And you say, well, I can find plenty to find fault about. That's not what we're supposed to get together in fellowship for. Because somebody could probably find fault with us too, couldn't they? All right? Tithe. Give generously and determine to be a blessing to others. Oh, listen. Local church partnerships are God-ordained. God's people and great local churches are still God's primary tool for genuine life transformation in a family. Decide today that you will be a Christian committed with your family to local church life as Jesus desires. Decide that you will be a partnering parent. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, God promises he shall not depart from it. Listen to the message if you've not heard Brother Furso preach yet. I'll tell you what, it'll just reinforce what we're talking about this morning. Those cravings, those desires. What do we have for ourselves? What do we have for our children? Amen. Let's close in prayer. Dear Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be in your house today. Help us, Lord, to be passionate about parenting. Lord, help us to realize that we have a partner in our local church and with the pastor and the staff and other church members, Sunday school teachers, everyone involved. We're partnering parents together. Lord, bless this day. Bless the service to follow. We pray and ask this now in Jesus' name. Amen.